ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अक्षरब्रह्मयोगो नाम अष्टमोऽध्यायः ॐ जस्ट् रीड् द वर्सेस् फ्रम् द बिगिनिङ्ग् क्विक्लि ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अक्षरब्रह्मयोगो नाम अष्टमोऽध्यायः अर्जुन उवाच किं तद्ब्रह्म किमध्यात्मम् किं कर्म पुरुषोत्तम अधिभूतं च किं प्रोक्तम् अधिदैवं किमुच्यते अधियज्ञः कथं कोत्र देहेऽस्मिन् मधुसूदन प्रयाणकाले च कथं ज्ञेयोऽसि नियतात्मभिः श्रीभगवानुवाच अक्षरं ब्रह्म परमं स्वभावोऽध्यात्ममुच्यते भूतभावोद्भवकरः विसर्गः कर्म संगितः अधिभूतं क्षरो भावः पुरुषश्चाधिदैवतम् अधियज्ञोऽहमेवात्र देहे देहभृताम्बर सो विसा अर्जुन आस्क टू क्वेश्चन्स् द वेरी बिगिनिङ्ग् आफ् द चाप्टर् बेस्ड् आन् what how Krishna ended the 7th chapter. At the end of the 7th chapter, Krishna mentioned 10 words, Vedantic technical jargons, and Arjuna picked up those words and he asked these questions. Aksharam kim, Adhyatmam kim, Adhidaivam kim, Adhibhutam kim, Adiyajnah kaha, etc. He asked totally 7 questions. And we saw what is first question's answer. Kim aksharam? That we saw aksharam brahma. Paramam brahma. It will be reminding you. Aksharam paramam brahma. And I also told you this. When Bhagavan begins answering the question, Kim tad brahma? What is it Brahman? Was Arjuna's first question. And Bhagavan gives an answer. Aksharam paramam brahma. So Bhagavan's answer begins with the word aksharam. Therefore, the very chapter itself is known as Akshara Brahma Yogaha. And there we saw tat brahma kim paramam aksharam. Brahman is absolute reality, paramam brahma, aksharam, absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is of the nature of consciousness, existence. This is aksharam brahma, and which is the only truth of all the beings here, is aksharam brahma. Then, swabhavaha adhyatmam uchyate. And what is swabhavaha? Svabhavaha is actually adhyatmam uchyate. Adhyatmam is nothing but the same aksharam brahma obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, implied with the term atma, is known with the word adhyatmam. Then karma, what is karma? Three questions answered in the third verse. What is karma? Karma is sanchitam prarabdha agami karma. What is karma? Karma, a thing but that which causes the bondage. Which causes the bondage. That which is the cause of the birth of all the beings is karma. Which also I explained this also. It is the sanchitam karma, a portion of which has to be exhausted in the part of the karma. For karma alone determines the birth of an individual being. So karma is that which causes the birth of all the beings. We saw those three answers in the third verse. Then we have moved to move on to now the fourth verse. Adhibhutam ksharo bhav. So remember, please. Aksharam Brahma kim, Adhyatmam kim. We have seen that karma kim. Three questions have been answered. The fourth question comes now. The fourth question is here. Adhibhutam ksharo bhavah. Adhibhutam ksharo bhavah. Purushaschadhidaivatam, adhiyajnyohamevatra, dehe deha bhrutambara. So here, Bhagavan says, addresses Arjuna, he deha bhrutambara. So deha bhrit means the embodied being. Deha bhrit, deham bharati iti deha bhrit. Every individual being who is endowed with the body is called deha bhrit. Deham bharati iti deha bhrit. So any living being is a deha bhrit. Frog deha bhrit, sarpa deha bhrit, manushya deha bhrit, any embodied being is called deha bhrit. But human beings are also what? Deha bhrit. And deha bhritam means of all the embodied beings, and Krishna is addressing Arjuna as the exalted one. Deha bhritam vara means, O exalted among the embodied beings, Arjuna. Okay, that is not important here. How Krishna addresses Arjuna is not important, but still for the sake of making it clear, I just wanted to tell you, Arjuna is said to be Deha Bhritam Varaha, the exalted of the embodied beings. Okay, now he gives on three other questions, answers here. What first answer here? Adhibhutam. And Arjuna asks, Adhibhutam kim? What is Adhibhutam? What is meant by Adhibhutam? Adhibhutam is nothing but, Krishna defines beautifully, Ksharaha bhavaha. Ksharo bhavaha is Adhibhutam. Okay? Adhibhutam means Ksharo bhavaha. It is Sanskrit answer. What does Ksharo Bhavaha means? Ksharaha Bhavaha. Ksharo Bhavaha means what? Bhavaha means anything which is existent, any entity which enjoys existence, which is said to be an existent being, is known by the word Bhavaha. Irkindra Purul is called Bhavaha. But here, Ksharaha Bhavaha means every object, any object, everything in this world which enjoys the status of being existent here, which is there as an object, entity, is subject to get perished. So perishable, the world of objects, including one's body, mind and complex, comes under the category of Kshara Bhavaha. The entire Anatma Prapanchaha, the entire objective universe of living, non-living, mobile, immobile beings, everything which comes under the category of the objective universe, except Atma, everything else is what? Is a Ksharaha Bhavaha, subject to get perished. So the everything perishable is Ksharaha Bhavaha, which is said to be Adi Bhutam. Okay. Now, Purushaha Cha Adi Daivatam. What is Adi Daivatam now? So the entire world of the entire objective universe of living and non-living beings, including one's own body, mind, and complex, come under the category of the Adibhutam, finished, which is perishable, Vaiksharaha. Now, Brahman is what? Aksharam Paramam Brahma. But objective universe is Ksharaha Bhavaha. Okay. Now, what is Adi? Adi Daivatam. Adi Daivatam Kim. Adi Daivatam is equal to Purushaha. Bhagavan Krishna gives only one word answer. Purushaha is equal to Adi Daivatam. Okay. Purushaha literally means what? Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha. Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. That which indwells the body is Purusha. That which fills everything is Purusha. So Brahman also is known by the word Purusha. So Purushaha means Ishwaraha. But here in this context, be careful. The word Purushaha means Hiranyagarbha Ishwaraha. Hiranyagarbheshwaraha or Hiranyagarbha is known by the word Purushaha, which is the meaning of the technical term Adidaivatam. Adidaivatam ityukte Purushaha ityartha. Purushaha means Hiranyagarbha. And who is Hiranyagarbha? Next question. What is Adidaivatam? Purushaha. Who is Purushaha? Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is Ishwaraha. One of the titles of the Lord. Hiranyagarbha is one of the titles of the Lord. Bhagavan has three different titles, functional names. One is Virat, one is Hiranyagarbha, another one is Antaryamishwaraha. So Hiranyagarbha is one of the three titles of the only Lord. When do we give Lord this particular title of Hiranyagarbha? Only when look at the Lord as the one in the form of the entire subtle manifestation. The Sukshma Prapanchaha. Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha, the entire subtle manifestation looked upon as the Lord is given the name Hiranyagarbha. Okay. When you say subtle universe, it's only objective, isn't it? But here's not, there's no such a thing called objective universe independently without the association with consciousness. Therefore, the consciousness, the awareness or pure knowledge associated with the subtle manifestation is given the title, what? Ishwaraha as Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is mentioned by the word Adiyajnaha. What subtle manifestation is what? Subtle manifestation means consciousness with subtle objective universe. Together is what? Subtle manifestation is Ishwara. And what about the gross manifestation? Gross manifestation also is Ishwara. Then you call Virat. Okay. Now, so Adi Daivatam means Purushaha. Purushaha means Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means one of the names, functional names of the Lord. And that means consciousness associated with the entire total subtle manifestation is
said to be Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Now, Adiyajnaha Kaha. Next word is what? Adiyajnaha Kaha. What is meant by the question, word Adiyajnaha? And Bhagavan says, I can tell you, Adiyajnaha Aham. Krishna says, Ishwaraha. Adiyajnaha Ahameva Atra. Adiyajnaha actually means Antaryamishwaraha. So, Chaitanya consciousness in the form of subtle manifestation is Hiranyagarbha. The same consciousness with unmanifest universe means karana prapanchaha, consciousness with potential universe in its unmanifest undifferentiated potential condition, together is given the name Antaryamishwaraha. So Adhi Yajnaha means Antaryamishwaraha. Antaryamishwaraha means the same consciousness with its inseparable power called Maya, which is otherwise said to be unmanifest, undifferentiated universe in potential condition. So Maya is nothing but universe in potential condition is called Maya. Otherwise called Karana Prapanchaha. So consciousness with unmanifest universe called Maya is said to be Antaryamishwaraha. The same consciousness with subtle manifestation is looked upon as Hiranyagarbha. So now here, Adi Daivatam, which means Purushaha, stands for Hiranyagarbha, and Adi Yajnaha means Antaryamishwaraha, consciousness with its inseparable power, which is nothing but unmanifest, undifferentiated universe in its potential condition. Karana Prapanchaha. Now, with this, Bhagavan has answered all the 6 questions. Okay, let me explain to you here. Now, we saw Adhibhutam. What is Adhibhutam? As I told you, Ksharaha Bhavaha. So, Bhavaha actually means an existent entity. So, every object in every form which is perceptible, which is experienceable, experienced, so available for objectification, perception, including our body, mind, and complex. We can say what? All the phenomena here. Okay, the time, space, sun, moon, stars, galaxies. Okay, the rivers, the mountains, the fields, the forests, the jungles, the animals, the human beings, all living beings, all non-living things, mobile, immobile beings, everything, the entire objective universe comes under the category of what? Adibhutam. Ksharaha Bhavaha. Everything here is subject to get perish. And everything is perishable. Ksharaha Bhavaha. It's called Adibhutam. In fact, Adibhutam also can be looked upon as what? Viradishwaraha. Adibhutam is gross manifestation. The entire objective universe, which is nothing but the gross manifestation of the Lord, Adibhutam stands for Viradishwaraha. And Adiyajnaha, Adidaivatam is Hiranyagarbha. And Adi Yajnaha is Antaryamishwaraha. Okay. Therefore, if you understand Adi Yajnaha, Adi Daivatam, when you say subtle manifestation, if you say, imagine your seeing power, hearing power, etc., every power is Indriyam. Jnana Indriyani, Karma Indriyani. And for each Indriyam, there is a total corresponding power. the total seeing power is Devata, which is Suryaha. Isn't it? There's a total hearing power, which is Dig Devata. The total power of touch, which is Vayu Devata. Like that, we have corresponding total powers. The individual power is called Indriyam. The total corresponding power is called Devata. And the totality of Devatas is Ishwaraha. All the Devatas put together is Ishwaraha. Now, not just your Sukshma Shariram. So, Sukshma Shariram into all is equal to what? Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. The subtle manifestation, its entirety is manifestation of knowledge. When you look at it, because there cannot be something called subtle universe at all without the consciousness. Subtle universe also shines, subtle universe also all subtle powers, all subtle functions, all imperceptible subtle powers also enjoy their existence only as objects of knowledge in the presence of consciousness. They function, they get activated, they're energized, they're enlivened, they're made sentient and conscious only because of the blessing of consciousness. Therefore, the subtle universe also is never looked upon as independent thing. Subtle universe also is what? Manifestation. Subtle universe is subtle manifestation of knowledge. Gross universe is gross manifestation of knowledge. When you look at it as manifestation of knowledge, then immediately you shift the name from Jagat to Ishvara. First you say Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha Adibhutam, entire gross universe. But entire gross universe, look at it as manifestation of knowledge, then we call it what? Virat Ishvaraha. The word, you do not see the universe. You can look at it as Ishvara once you understand association with consciousness. The same way, the subtle universe also is universe, but it is, if you look at it as manifestation of knowledge, you call it Hiranyagarbheshwara, then it is what? Adidaivatam. Then finally, we say, what about when the subtle and the gross universe, when it is unmanifest, where is this universe? The universe, unmanifest universe is not a created, universe exists, but unmanifest, undifferentiated universe in its potential condition also doesn't have existence outside of consciousness, Brahma. Therefore, then you called what we called Maya, the inseparable power of reality, is called Karana Prapanchaha, the causal universe, which is the cause, because from where subtle and gross universe later on become manifest. And the Karana Maya is otherwise called Karana Prapanchaha, causal universe. The unmanifest, undifferentiated universe in potential condition is Karana Prapanchaha. And Karana Prapanchaha also, you look at it as Ishvara. Unmanifest universe also, you don't call it a universe. It is Ishvara. Why? Because it is inseparable power of the reality, the Lord. Then you call what? Antaryamishwaraha. And what does the word Adiyajnaha mean? Krishna says, I, the Lord, am the Antaryamishwaraha. Krishna says, I am Antaryamishwaraha. Aham Adiyajnaha. I am the Adiyajnaha. Is it clear? And so, Adiyajnaha, which means, so Adiyajnaha is equal to Antaryamishwaraha. So this, again, the pure consciousness in association with the with this inseparable power of Maya is Ishwaraha, here technically known by the expression adhi yajna. Now, this adhi yajna, Ish Bhagavan, as the Antaryameshwaraha, resides in every form, all living beings, in everybody, Bhagavan is there. In the form of Vishwaha, as Taijasaha, as Pragyaha, as the one, as the knower of the waking universe, as the knower of the dream universe, as the knower of the unmanifest universe, as the knower of the waking state of mind, as the knower of the dream state of mind, as experiencer of the deep sleep state of the mind, the one who is enjoying three different names as Vishwaha, Taijasaha, Pragyaha, the one who is there, the knower, one who is known as knower is none other than Ishwaraha, Antaryamishwaraha. The Lord is there, very much there. Therefore, Ishwara is, so Adiyajnaha is a samashtihi, Adhyatma means Vyashtihi. Okay? Adiyajnaha is samashtihi, Adhyatma means Vishvashtihi. We look at the consciousness being there as an individual, the knower, we call it Adhyatmam. The same knower is one and the same knower in all the beings, if we look at it, is Adiyajnaha. So, Antaryamishwaraha. Okay, now we have to remember, so Krishna has answered all the six questions. And here, why Antaryamishwaraha is known by the term Yajnaha? Because you can see why Lord is given the name Yajnaha. The Yajnaha means worship. Yajnaha means a fire ritual, a Vedic form of worship performed as a fire ritual is called Yajnaha. But here Lord is also called Adi Yajnaha. Why? Because this Antaryamishwaraha, the Lord is the one who is the recipient of all oblations offered to all the devatas in any ritual. So, Bhagavan is the Yajna Havir Bhuk. Bhagavan is the receiver. Bhagavan is the enjoyer of all the oblations offered to all the devatas. Because, therefore, Bhagavan is called as the receiver of all the oblations offered in during the performance of ritual. Bhagavan is called Yajna. Not only that, Bhagavan is the one who determines the results of actions remaining in the form of law. Therefore, he is called Adiyajna. So, the Karma Phala Data Yajna Havir Book, therefore Bhagavan is called, is meant by the word Adiyajna. Otherwise, Adiyajna is another word for Antaryameshwaraha, the pure consciousness with its inseparable power called Maya, which itself is the unmanifest, undifferentiated universe in its potential condition. Maya, don't take Maya for granted. Maya is the universe in potential condition is Maya. And the one who is endowed with that power is called Ishwaraha, the Lord of the power. Powerful Antaryamishwaraha is meant by the word Adiyajna here. Therefore, now this Adiyajna is the one in whom all knowledge is, all powers are, all the powers, all the Shaktis, the power of knowing, power of activity, power of desiring, all the powers are here, is in one power called